embodied in our physical self. There's a little check going on down here. You all right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll hand you to Pauline. I'll work with you on this.
I want to ask you all to stand up and to find a space in the room. And can you dim the light? To
we want the music.
No. First the lights. Soften the light.
Dim the lights, yes. We can leave this room.
I want to ask all of you to close your eyes.
Okay.
So please remove, if you have something in your hands, make sure that your hands are free and you have enough space. So brothers and sisters, we're just really squeezed in between these chairs, really. Can I have other light? Just really. Yeah. I want to ask all of you to close your eyes. Feel your feet on the floor. And remember that your body is made of earth. So feel your skeleton and just move a little bit. Very, very little bit. Your body is made of the element water. Just move a bit with that water energy, flowing energy. Just let the body do its work. The body never lies. Let it happen. And feel your breath. The element air. Feel the warmth in your body, the fire. Do you feel healed in the body? Just ask your body, how do you feel? Where do I feel I'm healed with my hands? My head, my shoulders? Or is there somewhere in my body a kind of pain? Start to move a bit of pain. Just move it a little bit. Very subtle, in your own way. Start to move it a little bit. And know that you can make your frequency higher. Build it up. Stay connected to your body. Make the movement a little bit bigger. Let the body do its work. It knows how to move. Let go of the control. Just let it be. Be in it, be with it. this is who you are. And then put your left hand on your heart. Your heart deep, very deep within yourself. Be with its feeling. And based on this heart connection, just let its body use that loving energy in expressing itself through the body. Let the love flow. Let the heart do its work. And let it complete the healing process within you. Knowing that the elements in the body are connected to this big world that we all live in. So we are healing ourselves and we are healing the world. The movement a bit bigger, as if you want to embrace the world. Keep on moving. Embrace the world. And then imagine that you are connected to a big eternal light. And remember your unique relationship with this beautiful eternal light. Connect to it. It's in you, it's around you. And imagine that this beautiful eternal light is moving you. Make it a bit bigger, really express, bring it into the world, your movement, as if you want to give it to all souls in the world, to the plants, to the earth, to the animals, your unique expression, your deep healing. Down as if you are in a slow motion stage. Slow it down, second by second. You are moving bit by bit. Minimize the movement. Feel it deep inside your bones. Your breath, the fire in you, and then come down to center, feel your feet, open your eyes, look at each other, just look around. that stage. Thank you. Please take a seat.
Oh, I think some angels came whilst you were in your session and they gave you a paper. This is the feedback paper. But here we're going to ask you to come, and Didi has come to listen to your experience of the retreat. So maybe you could share something from your heart. I will ask the first question, and then Chrissy Sarah will ask the next one. So maybe has this retreat opened up something for you in your heart or your understanding or your meditation? Does someone want to come up and share with us? I have a mic in my hand and it's yours. You become shy suddenly. You weren't shy before Didi arrived. She's a nice lady, you know. She doesn't bite. She doesn't criticize. So, does someone of you want to share their experience of this retreat? Come, come.
I find this topic of this retreat is really interesting, and I relate so much. I've been working with my healing the last 3 years. I share with the group in the discussion up there that in the last 3 years, I feel frustrated with my life. Actually, it's not a really a big frustration, but I just feel that a little situation or a word from a person that easily make my mood like down like this. So I said to myself that I need to do something, and I didn't know what to do. And I got the inspiration from Mike Judge's book about being the self or being yourself. A few years ago it was published, and it talks about the emotion, the attachment, the root cause of the emotion. And I really like it, and I'm inspired to write a journal. So I writing journals every emotion that I have. It's like what is the situation and what is the feeling, what is actually I feel. I try to find any single disturbing feeling, and then I try to find what is it. Is it fear? Is it anger? Or is it sadness? And then I try to write the situation as clearly as possible. So why, when it comes, and what is the situation, what is the people said, what really that hurts me, and then I try to find what is the feeling or what is the emotion, and then I try to find what is the attachment, because in the book it says that every emotion is because you have an attachment. And sometimes I didn't know what is the feeling. I shared in the group also last year I was driving in the car from my office, and then I saw somebody handicapped. It's at the right, wearing a vest and helmet. And I thought, this guy must be working for this hotel construction. And I started crying. And I noticed, what is it? Is it why I'm sad? And because I'm dealing with the attachment, so I asked myself, what attachment I have to this guy? This guy is not my family. I don't know him, but why it makes me cry?
Sister, can you keep it peasant's foot?
Oh, okay.
We want to
okay,
hear
okay.
it.
Okay, that's what I'm relating with this topic of this retreat. So I have been working so much with the attachment, with the emotion. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, would anyone else like to share, come up the front, something that was significant, some change that happened to them because of the process of the retreat, something new, an insight.
I don't know if it was just one thing. I think it was the entirety of the workshop. I feel it was. I've been in this knowledge for 33 years, and I've loved, you know, all of the retreats and the workshops. But for me, this was an experience. This was something that just kind of went into like almost every cell of my body, and I feel as if something has shifted. And I was thinking back, you know, just all my years, as, you know, in being a Brahmin, and we're so busy often trying to help the world, you know, and heal everybody else with their problems. But as a group, and we call ourselves a family, and we are a family, and yet often the Brahmins that I'm with at the center, I hardly know about their lives. And I'm not in touch in the way that I feel that we've all become in touch with each other over the last few days. And I the feeling that I'm having now is this was so beautiful and so, like, shifted me to another level, that I think I want to bring this idea, I don't know how or what, to Miami, and I think, you know, you should spread this through the world, to Brahmins throughout the world, to create this, you know, enhance this journey in such a beautiful way. So thank you, all of you, and you all, for just, you know, doing something so different. And so it's like the next level, I think, for all of us as Brahmins. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think Baba has just found a nice ambassador for the spirit of care. I think you have a lot of work, Marisa.
If you want to speak, come down the front. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe something else you want to share? Something from your understanding has shifted? So you've just come up from the back. Come here. Maybe you could tell your name as well.
My name is Rashmi, and I'm from the U.S. at Los Angeles Center. And I really loved the exercises we did, which, and by my background as an allopathic doctor, I'm a pediatrician, and I have been in Gyan for last 8 years. And I listen to different various videos on YouTube, and, you know, the BK videos, and I was trying on my own to send vibrations, but the experiences of these exercises and how to do and how to heal yourself, I really, really found that very helpful, the practical way to do it. I wanted to ask if there is any way, I know you do impromptu commentaries, but is there any way we can have some commentaries set up for this?
We'll ask the brothers to record the commentaries for tonight, okay? Because they didn't record the ones during the meditation yesterday. So we'll ask them to do that, and hopefully they will be useful. One other thing happened, you got some papers with feedback. And we would love you to be able to fit it back and bring it to us when Didi will give you your last holy blessing and gift.
Do you need a couple of minutes to fill that out? Would you like to? Yeah, you're nodding, yes. So can we just give you, we'll just take a little break now from giving experiences and just give you 5 minutes to fill out your form. You didn't get the form?
Okay, some people
form?
Didn't get the form. Can you bring some forms at the front? Ella and Savita, thank you. Those, raise your hands higher, those who didn't get the form, so they know where they need to bring them. Thank you. And we could have some music whilst people are actually feeding the form. Just in the way of, I shouldn't distract you, but we have found here some headphones, and there are some lovely little bottles.
Anyone lose any white headphones? White earbuds? They're down here.
Another one for the meditation. designed by Baba for me. I really, really want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart, because it has really, really shifted something very, very, very big for me. I came with a frequency that was very, very low because I had picked up a lot of negative frequency in my journey in the last year. And I think everything that happened here in these last 3 days has really, really brought me back up again, and I'm just so grateful. I think the whole package is so amazing. Every session I participated in has been very, very helpful. I think what really helped a lot is that you gave a lot of opportunity for the shift to take place, because it wasn't just discussion and knowledge, but allowing that time, you know, to go deep into it and then to allow that experience and the healing to take place. So I am a very healed soul. Thank you.
Well, congratulations for your realization power. That I think is amazing, because seeing all the things you can change is very good. So we have another person coming.
My name is Rineke from the Netherlands, and I'm glad that she can say it in words so good in English. I'm not that English so good. So, but in every session, there was something that helped me and to realize, to experience, and I think I've got a lot of it from it. So I feel more intoxicated again.
Congratulations to you too.
Oxente, Tânia, Brasil. Eu fiquei na dúvida se eu deveria compartilhar ou não, mas eu penso que a gente nunca deve perder a oportunidade de agradecer aquilo que nos faz bem de alguma forma.
My name is Tanya, I come from Brazil, and I was wondering whether I should share or not. But I think that one should never let go of an opportunity to say what has been good for one.
Eu não estive muito bem esses dois últimos dias, porque a gripe me pegou. E mesmo não tendo participado de todas as sessões na íntegra, o que eu peguei já foi muito bom para mim e foi muito, muito valioso. E meu coração expande em gratidão por toda a equipe que organizou esse programa tão especial.
She's saying that the flu caught her, so she wasn't really able to come in all the different sessions. But even though she couldn't be there all the time, she feels her heart is expanding, and it really helped her in her process. So she wants to thank this team for what they have allowed to happen.
Eu estou muito feliz. São lágrimas de felicidade.
I'm very happy. These tears are tears of happiness. We still have 7 minutes before yoga. Somebody else want to say something? Come.
Hello, I'm Shanti. This body is called Stella from Athens, Greece, school. And I think it was wonderful. I was last year at the same seminar, which was very, very good. But this was even better. It was even better because this actually about vibrations and frequencies and this chance to put a person or a situation that we have blockage or difficulty in communication, to put it in this light, this last meditation, it was really very, very empowering and warm in the heart, expanding the heart, and really felt the access to the person. It was really very experiential and wonderful. And as well, I want to thank, there he is, Mr. Tano, because this morning we had a group with Anna from Lebanon, that she's Greek. And we went to a room and we were separated in threes. And Mr. Tano was in the group with a gentleman, I think, with another gentleman, the three of us. And he said the simplest thing that had happened to him, how he shifted the situation. Am I allowed to repeat? Because this made a very big shift in me. He had a difficulty with somebody in the center. This person said that he didn't put much of himself in the center, he didn't show love, he didn't show collaboration, whatever. And he felt that it was not the case. He was doing his best. But he sat and he thought, what is he missing from me? And he reacts like that. And he watched him and he saw that he loved drinking his cappuccino. Cappuccino moment for the other person was a sacred moment, a ritual. So he did it for him. He was preparing his cappuccino in a ritual way. He was taking it there. And then drama helped him and he was put to take him to the airport, to Ahmedabad and back to Madhuban. And this relationship, finally, the last time he went to take him after 2-3 times, I don't know how many months had passed that was doing this. He was being the driver to him, let's say. The other person met him when he went to take him in the airport and he was so happy and he said, I'm so lucky having you. And this gave me the inspiration how simple it is to do something for my husband to shift. Thank you very much for your patience. Thank you for everything.
Good luck with the husband. Come, brother. I hope you're not the husband.
Om Shanti. My name is Kirit Jethwa from Leicester, UK. I have a wonderful time and I thanks all the team who done a wonderful job for us. I'm only saying this now to create the same healing vibration.
You are going to be the last one. If there is someone else, raise your hand.
Okay, come close.
I'm Sandy. I'm George from Greece, Athens. Only 3 words. Very professional, deep, deep psychological, and very high spiritual. Thank you.
My name is Christos. I am from Greece. Και αυτό που κατάλαβα από αυτό το retreat είναι ότι αυτό που με θεραπεύει είναι η ανοιχτή καρδιά.
And what I understood from this retreat is that what is therapeutic for me is the open heart.
Ο Μπάμπα μας δίνει όλες τις σχέσεις. Αλλά είναι δικιά μας ευθύνη τι θα κάνουμε με όλες αυτές τις σχέσεις.
God gives us all the relationships, but it's our responsibility what we will do with them.
Και θα πρέπει να είμαι πραγματικά μέσα από την καρδιά μου πολύ ανοιχτός για να δεχτώ όλη αυτή την ενέργεια. Και είναι πολύ μεγάλη ευθύνη δικιά μου. Κατάλαβα ότι έχω εγώ την ευθύνη να αγαπώ τον εαυτό μου.
It's my responsibility to accept all this energy and use it in the proper way, and it's my responsibility to love myself.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Έτσι, ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ όλους όσους συμμετείχατε στο σεμινάριο.
There was one more sister, I think. There, you want to?
Yes. The name is Yogini from Philippines. Maybe what I'd like to share is more like a lot of sense of affirmation, because many of the things that I've heard and have been done, I had been doing or have been access to people or have even cooperated in workshops that do similar modalities of approaches, like putting them into creative mode or a visualization and allowing emotions to come out. And I've worked on myself a lot of times, and I've gone through many, many different kinds of challenges. I was about to say difficulties, challenges in my BK life that had a lot of roots from the past, from my childhood, from my pre-birth. And I know a lot of it is a carryover of past birth and so on. But it wasn't a very easy process. And it's only because of Baba that I've gone passed through many. And he also sent envoys to help me at the right time, when I was at my lowest in my BK life. And I've managed to go through that. And what I've come to realize is there's a time, because I go through a lot of processing, a lot of inner work, but there is a time now to let even over-processing, overthinking, over-exploring the hurt and the depth of what causes it and what not. Maybe what Niles also said, simplify it. And now I think my shift is, I just simply have to let it go. I know enough to understand what are my blocks. I've gone through many different kinds of adjusting, adapting at my own expense many times. I've learned how to be able to find my voice, find a balance of not being forceful.
You're kidding.
I know. I'm about to go. But what I'm saying is, be gentle to yourself as well, and know when it is time to just let go and let God. And one of the things I've come to realize is, finally, I really, really have to trust what Baba has seen in me and simply believe in me. And what I love is, very easy to say, sister, but coming from a lot of conditioning and so on, you know it here, it's not here.
Okay,
anyway,
thank you.
What I just wanted to say is, I am affirmed by the creativity that I've seen, because it is allowing me now to be my creative self as well.
Okay. Thank you, Olivia.
May I say something?
Yes.
Thank you.